Yo, what's going on? It's your host with the most. So let's have a toast. Leader Johnson, the guy here to talk some Villanova radio. Exciting time, Villanova. I love recruiting, so you know I got some news, right? Football. I mean, what Nova is doing in football has to be looked at like a little closer in 2023. I mean, it's remarkable. Just got another commit, Ivan Murray, flipped him from Monmouth. I mean, that's big. Anytime you flip somebody from a school is big. And you know, that's a rival school for Villanova. And with James Madison gone, you see the recruiting trail is kind of different because they used to have to battle James Madison. It was like Penn State and Ohio State. Now it's kind of different. Like they're like, it's like James Madison's like Ohio State being taken away from the Big Ten in the recruiting trail. And then you got Penn State. Now it's Villanova. Like, then Villanova just had that year. You remember when Penn State won with Saquon Barkley? You know, they won the Big Ten championship. It's kind of like what Ferrani did with this squad recently. Now, I mean, they just have loaded the defensive line. Capri Martin, Nigel McSween. Now you got Ivan Murray. You still got Aiden Howard. You still got Jake Green. Like, they loaded. It's just more guys coming. It's crazy. Then, you know, you got to, I mean, where do you go right now in terms of, like, yesterday, Nolan Clayton, 2023, high-level tight end, you know, real athletic, played some quarterback, caught 16 catches for 286 yards and 5 touchdowns. And he only played 5 games at tight end. He's 6'5", 223. That gives you another solid weapon back there with Bothwell and Antonio Johnson. They're keeping the tight end going. Jack Stanton, let's just see what he can do. You know, I mean, but there's so many other athletes coming in there playing this tight end position. Kashawn, and these guys committing quick, like fast. I mean, you know, Clayton was a little minute. He took some visits. He was highly coveted. Murray had committed to Monmouth, you know, but that was a long time target. And they get both of these guys back-to-back days. Like, this is the best class in CAA. I mean, they getting some real... Kashawn Cox is a monster at what he does. You know, he's going to be a real tough guy back there. For them to get two running backs, two dynamic running backs, and this class to get two of them. They ain't did that since D-Will. I just don't remember that caliber of running backs committing as these did since D-Will Barley and TDAO Durajahi that year. Now you got that with Eli Smith and Isaiah Wright. Like, that's a crowded running. That's unbelievable. They're going to be good for years. And they love to use their running back. So don't, you know, if you're a fourth running back on the depth chart, don't think you're not going to get no time. If you work hard, they're going to give you some time. You're going to get some run. You're going to see what you're about, Nova. If you prove it, be ready to step on that field because they're going to give you a chance. That's what Villanova does. They want all their players to be ready. That's why they get athletes in case they got to move you, you know, especially their secondary. This is a good class. I love this class. You know, it gets better and better. Kyle Faye was a good, it was a good message to get Kyle Faye first. That lets you know they want offensive linemen. You know, they get Chris McCuster, you know, two guys, nasty, nasty players, you know, that really help your line. You know, you get a receiver, like, and this guy, I mean, man, we just want to go around, like, Keon Miles, that, to me, I love good scoring offenses, and I love, Nathan Pagan is my absolute, now, I love Chris Bell, I love all of them, man. And my guys, the whole coach, I'm a Villanova fan, so it's good to have a good Villanova unit. But Pagan is my favorite man because what he does, like, what he has done from the tight end position all the way to now the receiving position. And then the recruiting that's going on with the receivers is taking some ridiculous athletes. Keon Miles is ridiculous. I mean, Ray Jawan Pringle, we talk about him, but Irene, when he, listen, looking at Villanova and where they are, Jason Hall, Tenyon Miles. Jason Hall's a maniac at linebacker. And, you know, to me, I think the hardest position to see them stack was linebacker, because they was losing a lot of key linebackers. And see how they battle back, getting guys like Turner Inge, you know, stacking their line, just getting the Timothy Ferguson, Josh Slay, getting the right playmakers, being patient, and then getting good transfers like Daniel Abraham this year, Antonio Montero, and Dan D'Amico, really attacking that transfer portal. They really did to get who they want. Daniel Abraham from Harvard. They got D'Amico from Albany. And then looking at what they did with the kicker, McCurl from San Jose State. Then Montero came from Rice. Like, they built their whole, they were going to make sure that their linebacking core this year was going to be good. They made sure they had veterans. Abraham has the talent. He had 2 interceptions this year with 24 tackles. He has the talent. He really, if you look at his film, he's the type of guy that you put in Villanova defense, he's going to be able to be all over the field, very athletic. He was a running back, a dynamic running back in high school. Dynamic. Okay, then you look at Montero and what D'Amico were able to bring, D'Amico were able to bring as leaders. I think Abraham's going to have a big standout year. You still got Timothy Ferguson and Josh Slay. Turner Inge could get, like, now you're looking at the talent level on this linebacking core. You're like, oh. So we come back to Nolan Clayton and Jason Halls and Kenyon Miles and Keyshawn Cox and Nigel McSween. This is like a real serious recruiting class, like crazy. You look at the recruiting class, the only misses they've had have been Cam Chadwick, a guy that, you know, that was their highest rated recruit. Like, if you look at by 247 star standards, Cam Chadwick was, a lot of programs, you know, was after him, FBS programs. So he's a guy that, you know. And then Luke Margot was another, you know, dynamic high level linebacker. Now, I'm going to find out more of what's going on. I'll get back to y'all on that. But that's the other guy that they got, gave an offer to. That's only two guys they haven't hit with. Only two guys. Everybody else they give offers to have committed. And quickly. And you look at Ivan Murphy with the flip. Nolan Clayton, you know, he was a long time, you know, target. And all of a sudden, boom. He commits. Like, they've gotten everybody. Jabril Mace and Isaiah Ranglin, to me, are the biggest gets, because that's two more dynamic running backs. You look at Julian Clance is a guy they got. Isaiah Wright, two guys they got to go along with Eli Smith. Those are two guys. We're going to see what happens. I think Eli Smith is special, and Isaiah Wright is definitely a tough running back. There's two tough running backs in that class that they got. And then Clance is a guy to look at. You know, it gives them depth. Then you bring along two highly elite dynamic talents, dynamic high level talent in Jabril Mace, and an elite high level talent in Isaiah Ragland. So when it's time for TD, and it's time for D-Will to go. When it's time for them to go, you'll see depth with Eli Smith. Jalen Jackson's also a guy I could see him leaving, you know, Jalen Jackson. And then next year, you know, you look at TD and you look at D-Will. They'll have the reins next year. Then Eli gets to step in. Then Isaiah Wright. Then you still got Ray. I mean, it's going to be such. It's going to be more of a, you know, it was times when, you know, we had Jalen Jackson, Justin Covington, D-Will, TD. And people was like, oh, this is a crowded room. It's more crowded now. The talent that comes along with this tough group, Mace and Ragland are going to make it real tough with Eli Smith those three are the most dynamic out of the three. Then you still got Isaiah Wright who can play. Then Julian Clancy's a guy that can play. Like, that's a real crowded. Next year, they're going to. I'm just mentioning those guys without Richardson and TD and D Will. So, this is a good class. This is an exciting class. And to go further into what Villanova has going on this year, if you look down their roster, they are super talented. Like I've always said, my question has always been the offensive line. Where we go? We got Timi Ajuru-Totu. I think he'll start. I think he's ready to start. You got Eric Bakish, who's good. He's another good guy. Michael Corby has just became a solidified. It's probably one of the best in the country, period. Him and Colin Gambrell, the two of the best linemen in the country, FCS or FBS. They're just good. Ian Erickson, another talented guy. You got so many. Wyatt Hummel is ready to play. Another talented guy that they recruited. You know, when you start recruiting players and it's time for them, you forget you got these talents backing up. James Petrovic is still the senior, still here. It's time. I remember when they recruited him, the talent. It's just Jake Picard, another really talented player on the offensive line. Jaden Rowland, big 365, 320. He's ready. He's ready when his time is like they're deep in town. Nick Torres, one of the best in the whole country. Another guy. That's that third guy that he's just been stout. Steve Valter. He's one of the young guys. 6'5", 295. Getting bigger. Getting stronger. Athletic player. So many different elements. And you know, they can. Then you look at who they have with Kyle Fay and Chris McCullers. Chris McCullers and Kyle Fay add big, you know, a lot to that. So then they're great. Look at, you never know who's going to be ready to step in. As when they get walk-ons as offensive linemen, them guys are, they do a great job. Their offensive line coach doesn't get enough credit. You know, Sean Devine does a great job with their offensive line and next man up mentality. This is like a deep, good team. I'm ready to see what Jack Stanton can do at 6'2", 235 next to guys like Antonio Johnson. And that's why Kwadia Ismail left. It was a competitive. That's a competitive. That is a competitive position when you got 2-3 stars there with so much talent in Bothwell and Johnson. You want to go somewhere where he can catch the ball. And be a weapon just like that. I mean, you got Jack Stanton, another guy. I'm really anxious to see. He was a very elite defensive player, defensive end in high school. And, you know, you bring in two guys that are highly, you know, high-level players, and you got Jack Stanton. Like, what happens? Does he take advantage? Because he's more like a big receiver. You know, you see 6'2", 235. And the way he plays. I mean, this tight end position is like stacked and with size, but when you got Mitchell Bothwell and Antonio Johnson, you know, you got to show and prove. It's a good way for a person, you know, Antonio's 6'4", 255, so it's bigger with him. And then Bothwell, he's 6'5", 240. So it's like, with the 6'2", 235, what you're looking at, you're going to have to be, they're bigger, they're taller, and they got more weight. Now, if Stanton can take advantage of his athleticism at 6'2", 235 and be a that's a good three tight end set. But now we're going to see. I'm really excited to see Bothwell, to see Johnson. I'm excited. I'm really excited to see that it was two good gets, 2 3-star guys, guys that could have went the FBS route but didn't and stayed here and went to Villanova. Good recruiting. Now, I mean, that nobody's talking about that two-headed monster in Antonio Johnson and Bothwell. Nobody's talking about it. That's going to be a weapon. Rajuan Pringle, Jerron Hyatt, two guys who are dynamic, and then Jaquan Allen. Those are the three guys I'm looking at. Like, but there's a guy in that receiving core. Irene Nogam-Benziza, Frank said that right. This, when you saw him in college, it was crazy. When you saw him in high school, it was crazy. Like, he, Bunziza, like, listen, Nogam-Benziza is one of the fastest, explosive guys on their team. So this is another guy next to Allen that can be put into that receiving core and be dynamic. But then, wait, we got other people. Daniel Lopez is another guy. Who's going to get that, you know, who's going to get that time? Who's going to be the players to get that time? Dez Boykin is still here. We still got Dez Boykin. Nobody, you can't forget about Dez Boykin being your third guy, and then you got Jaquan Allen, and you still got, like, they are stacked at the wide receiver position. Ethan Carr. Ethan Carr is a guy that, Jesus, Ethan Carr. Like, he's a super athlete. You put him in there, receiver, it's like, what can you do? Seriously, with Connor Watkins, this is going to be, you know why it's going to surprise team? Because people don't expect him to be as good because of Daniel Smith is gone. So now they're questioning the quarterback position. That's the big question for Villanova, the quarterback. But everybody, I remember I was in the press box. You want me to give y'all exclusives? We was in the press box. Don't say no names. We'll never say that. But one guy was like, I was like, you know, they have a good depth at quarterback. So the guy was like, who? And I said, you got Ricky Ortega and Connor Watkins. Good. He teased Ricky Ortega, the replacement kicker. So I got to talking with the guy. He was, you know, he's a new analyst up there. I could tell he didn't do his homework. You got dynamic pass, dual threat quarterbacks through the hole. You know, except for Jack Ryder is another good arm in there. Like, they're more talented than they've ever been since Ferranti. When I started in 2016, they have been more talented, period. This is the deepest they've been at quarterback since 20. I mean, can't say since 2016. It's been a long time. But as long as I've been writing, Villanova, never seen them this deep. You can put in another talented quarterback. If Watkins gets hurt, you still got Ortega. If Ortega gets hurt, you still got Maddox. If Maddox gets hurt, you still got Jack Ryder. Then you still got Matt O'Connor. Like, you know, when you can fold off into guys like Matt O'Connor. I take nothing away, but those guys, Jack Ryder and what kind of Watkins them did in high school was, you know, over what O'Connor did. But O'Connor's a competitor, you know. So you got a deep quarterback room. The defensive line is different. What made them different is Jared Nelson coming back. That was huge. He's a leader. Ever since he was recruited, I was always high on Jared Nelson all the time. So that was huge. That was huge for them. Bryce Ganius, I'm big on him. It's going to be a big year for Ganius. Jalen Howard, I'm looking for big things out of Jalen Howard and Aiden Howard whenever they're on the. Like, these guys were highly recruited. I'm looking for big things out those guys. Seeing Obina Nwobodu. Now listen, this guy might be one of the most, have the highest ceiling. Like, he has a lot of potential to be a dominant player. He's got 6'3", 300. That's a guy you have to watch out for, definitely. T.J. Presley is another leader out of Philly. Philadelphia, New Jersey. Went to New Jersey High School, but from Philly. Went to the Pedal School. That's another thing. That's a good high school right there. Now, C.J. Presley at 6'4", 285 is going to be a weapon. Next to Jared Nelson, Gary Zobel. Those guys are all vets. Looking at this, I don't have to talk about defensive backfield too hard. Because they're super loaded. John Wyatt. What do we say? John Wyatt. Is this Waxer? Ty Trenny. We got to go down. Keshawn Walters. Christian Sack. These guys are all Garrett Rogan. All these guys, Ethan Potter. Johnny Pittman, the transfer out of Charlotte. He's a key. He's just like when they got Denzel Williams. It was a key get. could get. They attacked, listen, Villanova attacked the transfer part. Josh Olorimi, one of my favorite. Listen, he's going to be real good. Very good. Tyrell Mills. Devon Marshall. A good walk on to Derek Marrero. Then we're looking at Jalen Goodman, Elijah Glover. I mean, the list goes. I mean, Hunter Cusimino, if I said that right, probably going to be like, no, he didn't. I remember when he was a walk-on, and he's 6'1", 205, a veteran back there, going to be great on special teams. Had to mention him because he's been a real good hard worker for Villanova, competitive player. Nino Batentes. Now, listen. Let me see if I said it right. New York prospect. This guy's a smuggler. Smuggler. Gets on all. Listen. It's 5'10", 175. He's going to add a lot. Like, when I saw his tape, I was just like. Like, it's like, who is recruiting the defensive backs? Like, it's a bunch of savages back there. And they're super deep. And then it makes their special teams even better when you got so many athletes. I think that's the key part to them recruit so many athletes. That's why the special teams has always been a strength, because they recruit athletes. It's not like they actually recruit. Quanshon Tounsell was a running back. Jack Stanton was a defensive end. Elijah Trent was a high-level wide receiver. These guys could have been impact players at those positions with Villanova. But they made them key players. We ain't talking about just regular players. We're primetime performers. Elijah Trent back there as a defensive back before the injuries came up. Quanshon Tounsell, big-time player, became a big-time performer for Villanova. And Jack Stanton, we'll see. It remains to be seen, but he's there. So Nino Batentes. Batentes, let me see if I get that right. But this guy's another guy that can add there. It's going to be another playmaker. I mean, they're just like, it's like they got a handful. It's like they went and recruited a handful of defensive backs. Don't care where you're going to put them at, we're just going to be stacked as. The best athlete on this team, most dynamic, is TD Ayodarajari. I mean, he's a beast on track. I remember one time I was saying something about Tanner Maddox. What I said was, he's one of the best athletes on this team. And he was like, no, not the best. You know, TD is so competitive, man. You know, I could dig it. But I was just saying he's one of the best athletes. Could he be the best? I was like, could he be the best? You know, you know what I mean? But because Tanner Maddox is out of this world, unicorn athlete in high school to play defensive back and to play quarterback at a high level the way he did. I mean, that's what made me bring that out, because anybody coming in, you got Ethan Potter, you got Jerron Hayek. These are guys that play, you know, both sides of the ball at an elite level. And man, Tanner Maddox to play quarterback and play defensive back. Let me tell you this again, not running back, not to play quarterback at a high level. And then play defensive back. That was impressive. That was very impressive. He could easily come into Villanova and play defensive back and play at a high level easily and still be, you know, he's a very impressive athlete. But this is a real good team, up and down. I'm really anxious. We're gonna have a lot of reports. I'm gonna be, you know, doing more. Like I said, the linebacking core is the underrated position to look for. You know, I think this offensive line is going to be good. But the linebacker position with Ferguson and Josh Slay, you know, Daniel Abraham coming in here, D'Amico, Montero. I mean, J.R. Strauss is another guy, and Christian Sapp. Two guys nobody's talking about. Christian Sapp is going to play DB, but he's a guy that can play linebacker. He can play wide receiver. That's another good athlete. I'm waiting to see what he does at DB, too. I also like Jalen Sanchez. That was a good get as a receiver. Good Florida prospect out of New Jersey. Keshawn Schultz is a guy I'm looking to see what he can do. three big time, high level, three star guy. I'm looking, expecting big things when he steps on the field. Garrett Rogan is a guy that he's a competitor. We'll see what he does. But when we come back, man, we're about to take a little break soon. When we come back, I want to talk more about Villanova basketball. I understand, this is Villanova Radio. We're going to talk more about Villanova basketball. And we're going to talk a little more. Of course, we're going to get into a little more into some of what Villanova has in store with both these recruiting classes and also the Connor Watkins situation, man. Matter of fact, let's get on that now before break. Before I go to break, I want to get on that now. Connor Watkins is going to be a 3,000-yard passer. I'm putting it out there now. He's going to pass for at least 25 touchdowns. He's not going to throw many interceptions. He's going to rush for like 400 yards. Book it. Book it. How many interceptions? I say maybe 8 at the most. 8 at the most. 25, 8, 3,000 yards, 400 yards. The man's going to get down. This guy was, if anybody knows about Connor, what he did in high school, Jesus. Unbelievable. I think a lot of people just, I mean, of course, when you lose people, there are questions, serious questions, and I understand, but Connor Watkins is going to do it, especially when you got guys. I just told you the weapons. You still got Jalen Jackson, TDJ, Ayo Dorajahi, and D-Will Barley, right? Let's talk about those three first. Then you got Antonio Johnson, Mitchell Boswell. Then you got Jerron Hyatt, Rajon Pringle, and Dez Boykin with Jaquan Allen. It's crazy. And we're not even bringing out if they decide to put one of those other, you know, running backs on you, or receivers, or even if they decide to put a 6'2", 235 Jack Stanton in a playbook. You won't even understand. You won't even recognize it. Because guys like Johnson and Boswell are doing so good. I'm really anxious to see how, if they do that, if they put Johnson and Boswell out there, are those the one and two tight ends right now, or the Stanton? I'm really anxious to see the progress, and I want to see the impact of these two three-star tight ends. They could have went anywhere. They could have went anywhere. So I'm going back. We will be back on Follow the Leader. Dirty brunch, dirty brunch. Switched it up the hard and got 30, 40 pounders. House was on the corner. Y'all was in the street. In the field, nigga, I need cleats. 30 bitches in the living room dancing. We be parking lot pimping at the mansion. I done got it out the mud like the salmon. She said she love my lifestyle, sad standing. Better give me a ride. You hire a business before me. I had to go check in the morning. See you down there, man, I'll turn. That thing so good from the back, I'm gonna take it out and bite that booty. Shawty got a watch, ring, and a chain, yeah, she piped up too. I caught throwing ones in the strip club, paying taxes. First rapper with a socks deal, then chain reaction. Soulja Boy, I ain't do that. 30 bitches on Percocets in a good pack. She got good head and bad intentions, but the time you jump on like salad dresses. My ring been like Saturn. It's going down like Aspen. 30 bitches in the living room dancing. We be parking lot, pimping at the mansion. I'm back. I done got it out the mud. That's 2 Chainz, y'all. She said she love my lifestyle, so I stay. Mm-hmm. Y'all cop, go ahead. Cop 2 Chainz album. And no, Dope Don't Sell Itself, that's his album, y'all. That's Roddy Ricch, the song Outstanding by 2 Chainz and Roddy Ricch. Nice song, right? Now, we back. Follow Leader. Once again, we talking about Villanova. A lot of things going on Villanova. First thing we're going to talk about is Denise Dillon is doing such a... Sorry, y'all, been doing a lot today. Let me fumble my words. Denise Dillon has been unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the way she's made this recruiting class for the women's basketball has been phenomenal. I mean, it makes it exciting. The first, you know, one of the first recruit class was Anaya Jones, Lucy Olsen, and, you know, Christina Doss was already highly. To come in and here goes your recruiting class. It's crazy, right? But now they got Shea Ajawoje, if I'm saying that right, Arizona Elite, big-time point guard. I mean, seeing her play, I mean, it's crazy. Like, didn't expect that to come. Didn't expect that offer at all. I mean, at 5'6", she's a ball of energy. She's high impact on both sides of the floor. She's going to play her hardest on both sides. And she's going to be the NBA. She's going to be one of the best players on the floor each night. This is a big offer. Big offer, 4-star. I mean, ESPN is one of their coveted recruits. Danielle Cizzaretti is another player. Madison Francis, another player in 2025. So we talk about high-impact players, high-level players. Here comes Denise Dillon doing what she's supposed to do as a coach and getting big-impact players involved. Like Madison Francis, another 4-star. I mean, Cizzaretti is one of those girls that can chop you up on the court. Like, put the ball in her hand, she's going to make the right play. Knows how to shoot the basketball. And that's the thing about Villanova coach on both ends. Defense and shooting has become, like, really, for both coaches, for Dillon and for Wright, was real big. And Neptune's going to do the same thing. If you watch Fordham play, he implemented that. You watch Baker Dinleavy play, they implement that. You watch Ashley Howard watch them coach, you see what happens. When they coach, any Villanova coach, their coaches, that's what they do. Defense, passing, shooting. That's why Dillon was so perfect. And these recruits coming in, and if anybody wants to inbox me and say, look, this is how you say my daughter's name, I'm sorry. Definitely saw a play. She's definitely dynamic. Shea is a very good, very good 2024 pickup. I think this is huge. If she commits, and we got Madison Francis already in 2025, they're looking for that. They're, you know, highly on these recruits. Another recruit, say happy birthday to Megan Obreys, if I'm saying that right. Definitely a girl I definitely interviewed. Another player. So many in the wings at Villanova that's going to be good. And Anahi Lee Kali is on the Puerto Rican national team trials. He's going to try out this week. Hope she gets it. Another player that's highly coveted by Villanova. There's so many players that you see with Villanova. Maddie Burke this year. It's going to be a good team. And I'm really anxious to see just how this team evolves. There's a lot of good talent. Where's Dillon going to put it? This is a lot of intriguing talent. It makes you want to watch women's basketball. Looking at people who I was excited about, you know, Christina Doss, Lucy Olsen, you know, Bella Runyon, like, but Abby Jajidi, like, she's the new incoming freshman guard coming in. She's a beast. Listen, if I'm saying that wrong, like I said, get to me. But, man, this girl, and we're talking about the recruiting class that's going on now, you know, 2024, you know. But Abby is something different. She's a special player. To get her on the field, I feel like she impacts right away. As soon as you give her those minutes, she's going to impact. The transfer of Maddie Burks makes this team good. Makes it real good. And I just feel like this is it's really exciting to see the additions. And then the young prospects you can't wait to see play. Like I always talk about Christina Doss. Like, I really can't wait till she gets, like, start impacting. I mean, she's going to be a difference maker. That's when this team becomes different. When she starts impacting, this team becomes totally different. Basketball is big right now. And the men's is also, like, Neptune. I told people, this is what I meant by recruiting surge. Neptune's been a big-time recruiter for Jay Wright. But this time, it's just him. And then you got guys like Dwayne Anderson, Coach Nardi, and Coach Halkovich. You got guys, you know, that they help him. But Neptune's a big-time recruiter. He's no stranger to recruiting. Even with Fordham, what he did with Fordham was big. Bringing transfers over like DJ Gordon and T-Symbala, guys he brought over, you know. So what he did with their program was phenomenal. So now you have a Nova pension. Now you got Nova behind. It's not the Fordham University. You got Nova. So now people get to Jahlil Bethia. I tell you what, he's high on Nova. You'll get more on his interview coming soon. Khalib Williams. Like, Jahlil Bethia is probably quietest kept, the most dangerous shooter in this class. It's no way you can be that fearless and have the, like, the way he shoots that ball, there's nobody stopping this, man. On contact, he's hitting shots on you. He wants to be that guy. He wants to shoot from that range. That's what made Steph Curry dangerous. Bethia is a dangerous pro. Listen, we'll see what he gets in stars, okay? And he has lots of time. But he'll end the four-star, a high-level four-star. People are going to be after this guy. They're not letting Colin Gillespie slip through their hands again. These recruits are not letting it. So there's going to be some offers. So we'll see what happens. Boogie Flame just got offered. I've been telling people, what did I say? If you listen to my last podcast, I said look for Boogie Flame to get an offer. I said, there's no way Kyle Neptune lets a five-star point guard and guard you slip through his hands like that. Not a five-star. Not one of the top 15 players in the country. Easily can be a top 10. The guy's that good. He's serious. So this is big now. Now you got Boogie Flan and Jahlil Bethia. Whoa. Now I'm going to talk about the 2023. I don't want... People are crazy right now. I'm going to calm y'all down, okay? Okay? But let's talk about Khalib Williams. This is what Nova does, though. This is he's taking right out of Wright's book. Jay Wright always offers people early in the next class. He did it with Jahlil Green. He did it with Jalen Green. All right. He did it with Lonnie Walker. He did it with Scottie Lewis and he did it with Javon Quinley, Scottie Lewis, Brian Antoine. Certain guys. They was recruiting Brizzy and Nana Njoku super early. This is what they do. You know, they don't always give you the offer, but this is Neptune's thing. You know, he wants to get that offer before stars. Khalib Williams and Jahlil Bethia do not have stars, but they're going to get them. I mean, even Michigan is recruiting. UCLA is recruiting Bethia, and there are more schools recruiting them. Then you got Khalib Williams with Michigan. Michigan and Penn State are seeming to be rival recruiting schools against Villanova right now in the Neptune era. It used to be just Kentucky and Duke. And then you had Kansas sometime come behind and wanna, but that was it. When Villanova offered somebody, here comes Kentucky and Duke. Yeah. Now it seems like I think other people are knowing how good Villanova recruits, and now they're trying to. This is the schools that are trying to dip in, you know. And also you got Villanova. Hansberry has been being recruited by Penn State, as you see. Villanova's not in the top schools because I told you that. Villanova is not recruiting Hansberry anymore. I mean, I talked to Dwayne Wise at AAU. It didn't look like no action was popping at all. So, here we go. Zayden High, like I told y'all before. We're going to go to 2023 in just a minute. Hold up. Just hold up. Khalib Williams is a guy that after he's from Sitwell Friends. Josh Hart and Sadiq Bey, both two Villanova legends, went to Sitwell Friends. They're just keeping their grounds. Isaiah Abraham, I love him. Super explosive. Paul the Sixth is one of the best high schools in the country. And here we go again with another, just like Darren Harris, I like his game. But Isaiah Abraham was serious. And you're talking about a poor man's Cam Whitmore a little bit, you know, because he's not afraid to munch on you. And then if he improves his game even more, he's a high level. He's a dynamic high level talent. Like he can possibly become a five star. He has that type of talent. But right now he's not, just like Elmore or Marco Jackson. But I think Abraham Moore, with his physical ability, you know, if he plays at a high level for another year, he could look at like a five star real quick. Paul the Six is known to have those type of guys, and Abraham is good. He's good like that. He's real fearless. So, just to put y'all into traction of what's going on, all these guys are high on Villanova. Seriously, they're all high on Villanova, and Villanova's high on them. They're doing these offers so they can put their feet in the water, so we can let, yeah, we want you before anybody else steps. This means Villanova is going to try to recruit these guys, but if he does the Jay Wright thing, listen, when he gave Jalen Green an offer, he wanted Jalen Green. But when he saw how much hype was around him, he didn't want to surround himself in that bidding war for a guy that's like a high school superstar. You know, Jay Wright don't do that. Now, we don't know what Neptune is going to do if one of these guys turn into that. But looking at the game right now, they don't have any of those guys that would turn like that. So, with Isaiah Abraham and Caleb Williams and Jahlil Bethia, all three high schools that Villanova has recruited, see, Neptune's playing chess. All three high schools that Villanova has a great, not recruited, but has a great relationship with coaches. Colin Gillespie's in the NBA, Villanova legend. Josh Hart and Sadiq Bey, first round picks. Josh Hart, new contract. Sadiq Bey, a young rising player. I mean, they were legends. And then you're looking at Isaiah Abraham. Who we got? Brandon Slater. They recruited Jeremy Roach. They recruited Trevor Kills. They're recruiting Deshaun Harris-Smith. That they are a fan of their high school. So these are all got all these guys. They are very high on these guys, and they're pursuing them now. Now. There's no back off. It's now. So, Boogie Flynn, on the other hand, they will, with their offer, they let you know they will start pursuing them. They will start putting, you know, visiting and putting and seeing where the water, I mean, because Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, everybody's recruiting him. So, that could be one of the ones that's not, we know Boogie Flynn is high on Nova, but how high over other big schools when you're a five-star, we have to see what happens. But Jahlil Bethia, those guys, I mean, those three, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No question. That it's like a it's a big offer for them. You know, of course, here comes Michigan, but we're talking about Villanova right now. You know, it's big, you know. So we'll see what happens with Boogie Flynn. Now, Draven Gibbs Lawhorn just decommitted from Purdue, yes, as reported by my guy Tyler Bannerman. They are reaching out. Yeah, man. Explosive point guard. Explosive. Super explosive. And I mean, we ain't talking about like dunk on. He's just real fast, quick, can take contact. Not another fearless player. Plays good on both ends. Can run, can play really. He's not really a point guard. He can play point guard, but he can play shooting guard off the ball. I mean, he can really shoot the ball. You know, on the run, I mean, you can play without the ball. He's really a good player. Really a good player. It's interesting. Now, everybody's licking their chops. Listen, Jacob Theoso, the Ohio prospect, another elite player. Malachi Palmer's still on there. Connie Roof is still on. I mean, we'll just see what physically had down to Darren Harris. We'll just see what happens. See what happens with the 2024 class. But right now, Villanova is out for blood. What I mean by that is they are going in and they're letting you know, hey, we got players. We're going to, you know, get them players' offers and let you know they're going to come back to them because 2023 is still in. Now, 2023. Yes, what is everybody? What is wrong with y'all? Because y'all not used to Villanova not having no commits by this time? Has Zayden High committed to anybody? Has Deshaun Harris committed to anybody? Has El Marco Jackson? Let me finish that. El Marco Jackson committed. So what are y'all talking about? Then 2023 class, they just started hollering at Draven Gibbs Longhorn. What do y'all think? Y'all so greedy, you know, Nova Nation. Go have a sandwich or something. Go cook you some soup. Something. What's wrong with y'all, man? Philadelphia, that's how you know Villanova is part of it. They got the Philly. No, Villanova is Villanova. It's its own city. But it's definitely part of it. It's part of the Philly train. Over Coatesville or over any other city that's close to Philadelphia, you know, Villanova is just like, it's just like that. Just like, because the fans are crazy. They're crazy about their town. They represent it to the fullest. It was definitely meant to be a Philadelphia-inspired town. It's definitely meant to represent Philadelphia. Y'all are crazy. Just let it play out. Deshaun Harris Smith is a top target. He hasn't went anywhere. Y'all keep talking. Quit asking me about other analysts, what they say. They got their opinions. Y'all have seen On3 and 247 and Rivals look totally different, don't they? There are analysts everywhere. People, analysts get told things by their sources, and somebody ends up right. Somebody ends up right. Some people get it right before the commitment. You know, them good, they get it out the horse's mouth. Where is he going to commit? Just tell me. All right, let me put my bid in. Everybody don't get that. People just have to listen to sources, what people say, what their sources say. Okay, I can't lie sometimes. Okay, all right, okay. I do get from the horse's mouth. I can't lie. I can't. Let me stop doing that. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, of course we do. All of us analysts do. But it ain't all the time. Sometimes you get close sources. Sometimes you get AAU coaches. Sometimes you get family members. And then the student says, oh, well, I'm changing. Last minute. And then everybody don't get that. But some people do. But what I'm trying to tell you is don't question the analysts. They're smart. They do this for a living. And it is what it is. You just listen. Whoever you feel like you're more comfortable and listen to, do it. Now, yes, Deshaun Harris Smith is still a top target. It's Penn. They're talking Penn State. They're talking Michigan. No, Zaden High, Michigan. Zaden High and Deshaun Harris are just as big on Villanova. Even I'm gonna say even bigger. That's my pick. Is still Zaden High and Deshaun Harris Smith become Villanova Wildcats. That's still my pick. But Michigan is hard on them. Michigan could take it. Penn State could take Harris Smith. But no. And I'm saying could because it could happen. But no, right now, it don't look like that. This is all Villanova right now. Now, Marco Jackson, I don't know yet. It's still up in the air. He's still going through. Nothing is heavily. Everything's on 50-50 with Marco Jackson. You know, and then Penn State, Villanova's going to go in. They're going to go in. And it's crazy because, you know, they're talking to Gibbs because, you know, Gibbs is a highly touted guard, and they haven't given them an offer yet, but they could possibly make it happen. And yes, I'm finding out about that situation from close sources. I will let y'all know on Twitter when I talk to the actual prospect, and then the interview comes out. But yes, I'm hunting that down for y'all. All the targets I've contacted all of them, and I've got, you know, it's in process for y'all to get the news from all of them, all five. Khalib, Jaleel, Isaiah, Draven, and Sir Muhammad. That's another guy. Yeah, you're going to get all that, man. I got all I've been talking to him the last couple of days. I got some Villanova football news for y'all. We're going to get a lot going. So, listen, y'all. Just be patient on 2023. It's still a process. It's a process. Everybody wants to see them get, you know, who they're going to get. They're zero for 2023. I saw that. That was a cute post. But y'all are too much. Those guys haven't committed yet. When they commit, when Deshaun Harris Smith and Zaden High both commit to other schools, then we can talk like, But you know they're going to get somebody. But in retrospect, if those two guys do commit to another school, then you're looking at a two-man class. I don't think they're going to go so hard. I mean, maybe a one-man. You remember what happened when they decided not to even worry. Now, y'all, we about to get out of here. I gave y'all enough. Now I'm going to have more, man. It's just a lot going on. The development of Villanova. I'm going to have more Villanova stuff. Like, it's good to get the girls on here more and more. I'll be, like, contacting y'all to ask y'all about how you feel about this season. Who am I going to get to talk to? I just want to get, like, little pointers from certain people to ask about the season. I'm going to talk to Denise Dillon, Coach Dillon. Man, she's phenomenal. And Coach Neptune. Phenomenal. This is it went nowhere, y'all. The culture went nowhere. It's right here. It's a brand that keeps evolving. What did John Rothstein say? What did he say? What other program did he mention is like a Fortune 500 business? It's great. But all right, I'm out, y'all. Good to talk to y'all. I'll be talking about more stuff, Villanova. Getting more football. I'm getting more football, more women's basketball, along with the men's basketball. Also, before I want to go, I want to tell y'all about this this roster. This roster is different. Talk about the men's basketball. Believe in this roster. Believe in this roster. This roster with Caleb Daniels, and I still think now I'm deciding. I think Mark Armstrong is just going to be the point guard. The hype with a new coach. He comes in, he sees a duo doing what they did with Team USA. I mean, this is not Coach Wright, who already had an agenda. Neptune's coming in and seeing what he has. He knows Caleb Daniels and the Brandon Slaters. I mean, he was around him. The Brandon Slaters was going around. He was around knowing about Dixon. He knew about Justin Moore. He knew about Archie Diacono. He knew about these guys. This is new. And he sees these freshmen doing what they're doing. We already know Cam is starting. That's not even up for debate. That'd be crazy to see this guy. I mean, he's already top five. And I put him there. Do y'all remember Nova Nation when I said Cam Whitmore was going to be a top five prospect? Now you see him on all types of boards at top five. You heard it first. I said the same thing about Jalen Green being the next Kobe Bryant. Now you heard somebody in the article say it was crazy. Listen, Leta Johnson's official tissue is here for Nova Nation. Also, Brandon Slater, quit the disrespect. What are you doubting? You know he can shoot. The first seasons before this, he shot better than that. You saw how he was playing from the tournament. He had big games. He was back. After that injury, he was back. Put him at the four. He's a mismatch because of his athleticism and he can defend. Not a mismatch, but athleticism-wise, it's going to be hard to guard on the offensive end. And he's a guy with the long enough arms to guard the four. Eric Dixon is going to have a big season. Super season. What do y'all think he's going to decrease or stay where he was? These guys get better. These are top recruits. Everyone should be excited. This is five top dogs. This is a big five. This is probably the best five Villanova's ever had. I mean, not ever had. Let me stop. But in a long time, the talent of Cam Whitmore and Armstrong, both impacting as freshmen, looking at what they can do. You ain't had that type of freshman come in with this type of excitement. Then you got Daniels coming from the tournament. Everyone should be excited. He surprised me because he got a little bit more athletic than I thought he was. Slater and then Dixon. Then you got Longino on the bench. We'll talk about this. Next time, we're going to talk more about this. Longino on the bench. Archie Diacono with his... That's two guys with experience. That's one thing we're not talking about. Trey Patterson also has experience. Trey Patterson's a guy nobody talking about is going to impact big. They need Patterson. They need him bad. He's the next starter. It's no doubt. Whitmore and Slater are gone. There's going to be Patterson and probably Longino at those positions right there. I think that's what happens next year. We can talk about that one. Now, Dixon, he stays. Dixon comes back, has a big year, and leaves after that year. But Njoku's going to get more time. Heck yeah, he's going to get more time. They need that 6'10", 250 athleticism with defense, and they need that. So I expect to see Njoku have some, you know, impactful games, not like 20, but you're going to see him impact. So it's going to be Brizzy backing up. Brizzy's going to back up Armstrong. That's final. And then the thing we just got to worry about, we're going to talk about also next Villanova Radio, is Justin Moore. When he comes back after being gone and the teams did good, he is inserted. Does he start or does he not start? I think he starts. And Caleb will come off the bench and already impacted as a starter, would be an even more impactful guy off the bench. But I think Moore starts. But not immediately. I think, you know, you give him two games off the bench to see where he's at. Let him get back into that. And then how good, you know, if Moore comes back, he's going to be impactful. So I'm out, y'all. This is Leta Johnson. I'm your host with the most. Have a toast. Everybody sit down and analyze this. Analyze this one, man. You might want to play this one back because this was a lot of insight. What's going on? There's a lot more coming. I'm out, y'all. Leta Johnson.
But I came a thing.